Welcome to this episode of the Plan Disney podcast. I'm your host, Amira Martin, a former Plan Disney panelist, and I'm also a mom of three older kids. So I'm really excited about today's chat. On this episode, we're going to be sharing experiences at Walt Disney World Resort that your older kids will love. But first things first, let's meet our panelists joining us today. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Amira.
Hello, friends.
How are you?
You look so good.
You look so snazzy.
Thank you.
Happy to be here at Animal Kingdom this morning.
I know. It's great. It's beautiful today.
It is.
Okay. Now, we have so much to talk about, but let's do some introductions first. You down for that?
Ready.
Perfect. Ready. I see a familiar face.
Yep. I'm Jonathan. I've been married to my wife, Lori, for 20 years, and we've got three teenage sons. Ryan and Drew are 18, and Cole's 14. I've been a Plan Disney panelist since 2020. So being a Plan Disney panelist is like a Disney fan's dream come true because we get to help Disney guests plan their vacations. We can help them plan their vacations to anywhere from Walt Disney World Resort to Disneyland Resort, Disney Vacation Club, Disney Cruise Line. All they have to do is come visit us at plandisney.com, submit their question to us, and one of us will get back to them with an answer. And in addition to the great perk of being able to help guests plan their vacations, we get a little bit of a perk too, because we're compensated as Plan Disney panelists. So we get a reward trip that we get to enjoy with our families, which is really nice.
Perfect.
It's a great experience.
It is. It's a wonderful experience. And I love that we have another friend here. Hello, Heather.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. My name is Heather. I am a Plan Disney panelist from 2015. If you can believe that, time kind of travels too fast. I am married to my husband, John. I have three kids. My oldest is a teen. He's kind of my wild child, and I have two tween girls, and they love coming to the parks, I think, just as much as I do, maybe more.
Maybe not.
Okay. I don't know.
All right.
I know.
Yeah. We won't give them that credit just yet.
Okay.
All right. Now, I feel like we should just jump right in. Now, why do you love bringing your teens and your tweens to the parks?
So for me, you know, I was always worried that as they started to age up, that maybe they wouldn't enjoy the parks as much, right? Because I think when we talk about Walt Disney World, we think of parents and families with little kids. But my kids actually grew into the parks. So what we find is that there's tons and tons of attractions and experiences that these kids actually can't wait to come back and experience.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. I know my wife and I, we like to say that our kids like were raised in the Disney parks. And so coming to the Disney parks for our family is just like it is for any family. You come to make family memories.
Yes.
And what Laura and I started to realize as the boys started getting to be a little older was that our Disney parks experiences and vacations were going to change as the boys were changing. So as they grew up, they were able to experience more things on their own. So suddenly, like once they turned 14, there was a little bit more independence that we as parents could give the boys, and they could start to experience the parks on their own without mom and dad. So we got to stay back in the resort. We got to relax by the pool a little bit. The boys got to go and make new family memories as brothers. And then they would come back to the resort and they would share like all these great stories with us about all the fun things that they did together in the parks as brothers. So it was still about making family memories, but just different family memories, but just as important.
Oh, wonderful. And I feel the exact same way with my older kids. So it's just, it's a different vibe when you come.
That's all it is. But it's a fun vibe.
Absolutely.
It's a really fun vibe.
Absolutely.
It's an energetic vibe because they bring that teenage energy with them.
Yes. And you know, when I think of older kids, I immediately think of thrill rides. I have to think about that. Now, what are your kids' favorite attractions?
So my son, John, loves Tron Light Cycle Run. He can't wait to come back time and time again and experience that attraction. When we're not here, he watches YouTube videos, POVs of that Tron ride running. What we also really love about Tron is that we get to use virtual queue for that. So if you are a ticket holder and you're coming into Magic Kingdom, you can actually use a virtual queue. And the great thing about that is you're able to go out and experience other attractions at the same time while you wait for your return time.
Yeah, my kids are the same way with the virtual queue option because we love Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind over at Epcot. And same thing, we have to use the virtual queue to get into that attraction. But it is one of my family's like brand new favorite attractions here at the Walt Disney World Resort. It is so fun. And another family favorite of ours is Tower of Terror, Twilight Zone Tower of Terror over at Hollywood Studios. There was something of a celebration in our house when Cole, our youngest, was finally tall enough to ride with the rest of us. And we just love that ride. There's so many surprises that come along with that ride and the anticipation that builds as you get closer and closer to like the final part of the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror is just incredibly fun. Our family loves doing that ride together.
Don't forget Expedition Everest.
Right, this imposing mountain right behind us. Yeah, this is such a fun. Talk about surprises. Like that ride is full of surprises, as you can hear the people yelling behind us and screaming.
Oh, I love that. And I know you have another favorite that's right here in this park, right?
Flight of Passage. We have Flight of Passage here in this park. That attraction is such a special memory for my family because it was the first attraction, brand new attraction, that we got to do together for the first time all together. And we laughed on that ride and we came off that ride so excited that we got to experience it together that we all had to buy like the Flight of Passage pins, like to commemorate like our that special family moment that we had on Flight of Passage. It was so fun. We laughed the entire time. Just such a great time. Maybe going out on a little bit of a limb here because we haven't seen it yet. It's not open yet, but Tiana's Bayou Adventure in Magic Kingdom, I think is going to be an incredibly huge draw for teenagers. The reason why, Princess and the Frog opened in 2009. So the kids that grew up loving that movie, they're now about 15 years old.
Yes.
And not only do kids love that movie, but they love the story behind the movie. They love the characters and they love the music of that movie. So when that attraction opens, the kids of that time are going to be so familiar with the characters. My 14-year-old keeps asking me for updates on Tiana's Bayou. Like, Dad, when is it opening? What's it going to be all about? What are we going to see? Like, he is so excited for that ride. And he's a 14-year-old. So I think that ride is going to be a major draw for teenage kids. Because they know the characters. It's going to feel so familiar to them.
So one of the greatest ways that I can think of to experience all of these thrill rides is with after-hours events. So After Hours is an extra ticket event that you get to bring your family to in the evening after normal theme park hours. And during those hours, you often experience lighter crowds. So your wait times are much less. So your big hitter rides like Tron, like Guardians of the Galaxy, those are all open to experience. And it is such a fun time. And the kids, they get to stay up late.
The other huge draw for teenagers, like we all know, teenagers love to eat.
They sure do.
Part of your admission with Disney After Hours is the complimentary snacks that come along with Disney After Hours. So you can be walking around the park and go over to a concession stand and you can grab a bucket of popcorn. You can grab some ice cream. You can grab some beverages because all that comes included with the park admission for Disney After Hours. And it's like the perfect combination for teenagers. Late night, free food. What's not to love?
I know. And independence, because my son can just go up and grab all of that without asking mom, can I use the credit card?
Or tap the magic band.
Tap the magic band. Mom, can I? You can.
Because they know all those tricks of how to do that.
They sure do. Now, I know we talked a lot about thrill rides. That's just the thing that we think of when we think of older kids. But I know there are some other theme park experiences that other kids may like. Can we talk a little bit more about what older kids may like to do?
I know you guys have teens and tweens, and if they're anything like my guys are, like competitiveness runs through our household like all the time, constantly, and it doesn't stop when we get to Disney World. So attractions like Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Spin, Toy Story Mania, they love those attractions because you can keep score. So the three brothers are running those attractions and they're major bragging rights when you come off of those attractions. Who got the highest score? Who beat mom and dad?
Mm-hmm.
So they love those attractions where they can keep score against each other. In addition to that, you can't talk about teens and thrill rides without talking about Hollywood Studios. Over at Galaxy's Edge, there's Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run.
Yes.
And I think that's such a draw for so many people. Like Star Wars fans of all ages, they want to get inside the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, right? Everyone's dreamed of doing that. But in addition to that, I think it's such a draw for teenagers because inside the cockpit, it's so interactive and it's almost like gaming inside the cockpit, right? Like, because you take control of the entire experience inside the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. So I think for gamers and teenagers, they love that experience inside the Millennium Falcon. Such a great time.
We had such a good experience with that ride because we have a house full of competitive people, myself included. And, you know, the pilots are the ones that really have to hold it down.
Yes.
So we had a very lively experience where us in the back were like, you know, kind of like, wait, up, pull back. You don't want to crash. So that's a memorable experience. Yeah, the kids say, do you remember when you were yelling at me to pull up the ship? It was great.
They know to go to the pilot ship, the pilot seats, right?
Like, right.
My wife and I are content with like being the engineers or the gunners in the back, but the kids love going for the pilot seats.
Yeah, we're a good game of rock, paper, scissors beforehand.
Oh, really?
And then keeping score of who got to ride in the front last time. Who was the pilot last time?
I mean, it's only fair.
It's true.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about Galaxy's Edge, because in Galaxy's Edge, we can actually use a special app, right, to kind of have a little bit more fun. And I know that's something that the tweens and the teens absolutely enjoy. So tell us a little bit more about the Play Disney Parks app.
Yeah. So
make sure I get that whole name out.
Yeah. So the Play Disney Parks app is a really cool app. So when you're in this app in Galaxy's Edge, you actually become part of Star Wars. So you can interact with certain features depending on where you are in the park. You can start playing some games in there. It's a really cool interactive app. And it's something that if, you know, you are waiting for food or you're waiting in a line, it makes the time go by really fast. It keeps them really entertained.
You really have to appreciate how the Disney parks have made it. It's not just about like the rides anymore and the attractions anymore. They've made the experience so interactive and immersive, like even as you're making your way through the parks. For example, over at Epcot, there's another interactive experience called the DuckTales World Showcase Adventure.
So fun.
And it is fun. And I'm a child of the 80s. So anything DuckTales related, I'm down for that. So if I can go on an adventure with Uncle Scrooge and Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and we're looking for lost treasure around World Showcase and in the countries of Epcot, that's a great experience to have. That's a lot of fun.
Now, all of our kids grew up coming to the parks and they've experienced so much already. Now, there are so many other unique and like new experiences that they can have. And I feel like dining is one of those things that we don't really think about right away, but it's a great way to get our older kids to experience something new in the parks. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
I know with our family, when we would come down, when the boys were a little younger, it was all about the quick service dining, right? Like, where are we getting chicken fingers? Where are we getting hamburgers? Where are we getting cheeseburgers and fries, right? We still love all those things. But now that the boys have grown, their appetites have also grown. And that's opened up like a ton of new experiences for us to be able to have. So we do a little bit of quick service still, but we're also finding that we can do a lot more table service meals, which is so nice because you can go into a table service restaurant, you can relax, kind of take it easy for a little while. The expansion of the boys' horizons when it comes to like different food options at the table service restaurants is really nice. Like here at Animal Kingdom, for example, there's Tiffin's, there's Yak and Yeti restaurant, and you go in there and the boys can really expand their palates a lot now that we can do some more like table service dining, which is really nice.
We actually really love that even though, you know, when you think of quick service restaurants, oftentimes you do think of those chicken nuggets and pizza and hamburgers and hot dogs. But there's some really good quick service options out there. So Satouli Canteen right here in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Oof.
It always hits every time.
It does. They have these bowls, you know, with a broth base or a lettuce base with chicken and beef. And it's just a really tasty meal. And it actually tastes like it's not quick service. It tastes pretty gourmet. And then, you know, if you want to kind of go to a more upscale type of dining, we're looking forward to California Grill
at Contemporary.
So my son is turning 14 and he's been dying to go up there. And it's kind of a place where, you know, it's a little bit fancy. It's a really great fine dining experience. So we're really looking forward.
It's for his birthday?
It's for his birthday.
So you're going to stick around for the fireworks afterwards, right?
Head on over to that observation deck. Absolutely.
And for his birthday.
Yes.
Tell him it's just for him.
Of course we're going to tell him it's just for him.
The other nice thing about some of those like fancier Disney dining experiences, especially with older kids, is that you know that they're going to eat the whole meal, right? Like when they were younger, that could be a bit of a question. But now that they're older and they've got these bigger appetites, if you go to like Be Our Guest restaurant and you're getting the full three-course meal, you know they're eating everything.
Everything.
Like, dad doesn't need to eat the rest of, like, the leftovers anymore. Like,
sometimes you're kind of wishing they left some leftovers.
Like, they clear the plates now.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I know there's some theme dining that we can take our kids to, right?
We were talking about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge a few moments ago. Docking Bay 7 food and cargo is so much fun. All the food, all the drinks on the menus are all inspired by Star Wars. So you can go in and you can have, like, food that's inspired from Endor or from Batuu. And if parents are so inclined, they could drink some Star Wars beverages that were inspired by Star Wars. Mm-hmm. The Surly Sarlacc, I highly recommend it. That's one of my favorite drinks there. But it's so neat being able to do the theme dining. Another great one at Hollywood Studios is the sci-fi dine-in, which is, like, kind of themed all around, like, a 1950s drive-in movie theater. So you go in and, like, you're having your meal, like, inside the car. There's, like, movie clips playing on the screen in front of you. It's a really fun experience. Kids love it.
We like Roundup Rodeo Barbecue.
Have
you been
one.
In there?
Yes, such a fun one.
Oh my
one.
Gosh. So you're really in Andy's wild backyard in, like, the Wild West. So you feel like you've been shrunken down into toy size, and they have phenomenal barbecue.
Yum.
It feels like good Southern cooking with sides. Was our favorite side. I think we like the beans. They like the biscuit, the biscuits that came out, and also the brisket.
Mm.
Delicious.
And being shrunk down to the size of a toy and being at Backyard Barbecue, you also need to be on alert because Andy might be coming through,
boy.
And you got to do what the toys do, right?
Got to freeze.
Can't let Andy know.
I heard from a little mouse that the Disney water parks are also a very good option for our older kids. Let's talk a little bit more about those.
Yeah, definitely. And the best part about it is there's not just one Disney water park. There are two Disney water parks. There's Disney's Blizzard Beach and there's Disney's Typhoon Lagoon. There are thrill rides in the water parks as well. I think there's definitely an argument that can be made that Summit Plummet at Disney's Blizzard Beach could possibly be, like, the ultimate thrill ride at the Walt Disney World Resort. That ride is absolutely amazing. We're talking about, like, a 120-foot drop, and you're going at really fast speeds down that slide. So the thrill rides at the water parks are just as fun as the thrill rides at the four major theme parks as well.
Typhoon Lagoon is a riot. I think my kids like to spend the entirety of their day in the wave pool.
Yes.
They like to test the waters literally and figuratively and see how far up they can go.
Oh, goodness.
And one of the experiences actually that they've been pining to do is maybe that surf in the... you know, in those waves.
Yes.
So that happens actually before the park opens. And it is an extra experience, but certainly one that even big surfers tend to enjoy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So one of the nice, you mentioned extra experiences. One of the really nice extra experiences at the water parks that's not quite as adventurous, but teens still love at Blizzard Beach are the polar patios. So you can rent, like, your own little, like, private family space. And it's really nice, like, because the kids do like to kind of lounge out for a little while, come back and relax. And the polar patio is a really nice place to do it. All the towels are complimentary. There's complimentary beverages that come along with the polar patio. There's lounge chairs for the family. It's kind of like your own, like, neat little, like, oasis at Blizzard Beach. It's really kind of nice and relaxing for the whole family to enjoy together. And teens love it because they can just kind of chill out.
Absolutely.
One thing actually that we're really impressed by too is the food choices. It is quick service meals. They certainly had your burgers. There is actually a really tasty chicken stir fry at Blizzard Beach. And one thing too, thinking about food, is that giant ice cream pail sundae.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, Heather, you told me a wonderful tip yesterday about the towels. Share a little bit more about that.
So if you stay at one of the Disney Resort Collections hotels, you can actually head into any of the water parks, into their gift shop, tell them where you're staying, what your name is, and they will give you free towels to rent. And when your towels get wet, you can go back and get some more dry ones.
And depending upon when you're visiting the Walt Disney World Resort, that determines which water park that you can go to because they do operate seasonally.
And you can check on the Walt Disney World Resort website to figure out which theme park is operating and what the hours are. And not just the Walt Disney World Resort website, but also the My Disney Experience app has all of those hours and information in it.
It's a great planning tool.
You know what? I think it's time for us to kick things up a notch a little bit. So I think maybe we should talk about some of the very special experiences that our kids can have that might be a little enchanting.
Yes. So Disney has what we call enchanting extras.
Yes.
And these are experiences that go sometimes beyond the theme parks. Sometimes they're right here in the theme parks. You can actually visit the WaltDisneyWorld.com website. There's a whole list of enchanting extras. So there's things like tours. There's things like extra magical experiences. And it's really a great way to experience the theme parks and beyond in ways that you wouldn't normally see if you were just coming in in the morning.
I actually got to talk to a member of the Wild Africa Trek team all about that special experience. And we got some inside scoop on how that tour works and all the magic that gets to happen when you experience it. So let's check that out right now. Rachel, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. I want to know all about you. So can you tell us more about you and your role?
Absolutely. So like you said, my name is Rachel, and I'm an education guide with Disney's Animal Science and Environment. We have the absolute joy of taking you out on four different kinds of animal experiences, whether it's Wild Africa Trek, which is kind of the ultimate animal adventure. It's a 3-hour kind of extended safari, to our more 1-hour experiences in which we would take you backstage to maybe the Rhino Barn on Up Close with Rhinos, or Caring for Giants, which is our elephant focused tour. But I got my start with the Disney company in 2015 on my Disney college program in Magic Kingdom, and I was able to work in Frontierland merchandise. So I like to joke with guests, you know, I just kind of switched kingdoms throughout my Disney careers. I started Magic Kingdom, now I'm here at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, I love that. And this is one of my favorite parts. So excited I get to talk to you today.
Absolutely.
Now, can you tell us a little bit more about what Wild Africa Trek is?
Yes. So like I said, Wild Africa Trek is kind of our ultimate animal adventure in which it's 3 hours long. So we get the absolute joy of taking you away from the parks for about 3 hours.
Wow.
And during that time, you're going to be watching a Hopeful Hippo training session. You're going to be walking over the bridges, over the now hippo and now crocodile habitat. You also get to join us on one of our smaller safari trucks in which we get to use almost kind of like VIP trails.
Oh.
So we get to lead you on some different paths on the Kilimanjaro Safaris attraction. Then we get to enjoy an absolutely amazing African-inspired snack, which is up at our Boma, which is our dining platform, which overlooks the entirety of the savanna. It's absolutely stunning. And we're taking photos of you the entire time as well. So that way we're capturing all these cool moments and adventures for you and all the cool magical moments that Disney is so well known for.
Oh my goodness. So you're taking care of, we don't need to do any selfies.
Nope.
You got to,
but no selfies are required. We are in charge of capturing all those cool moments along the way. So that way you can be fully in the moment if you'd like to.
That's so fun. Yeah. Okay. Now, why is Wild Africa Trek the perfect experience for teens and tweens?
Oh, I love this question. So for teens and tweens especially, they're looking for maybe a little bit more adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe their family is looking for something that's a little bit off the beaten path at Walt Disney World. And so for teens and tweens, you're able to really go out on an incredibly unique adventure here at Walt Disney World, where no one else really gets to see the kind of things that you do, experience the kind of things that you get to experience. You're fully immersed in our adventure. And then along the way, it's also a really beautiful time for families to be able to reconnect,
yes,
learn so much together about the amazing animal care and conservation work that we have the absolute joy of getting to do here. So it's really about that adventure, connection, and knowledge that we all get to share together.
Oh, goodness. Making memories. That's what we do here.
Exactly. It's what we do here. We make happiness.
Absolutely. Now, what is your favorite part of the tour experience?
Oh my goodness. That is such a difficult question. But probably my favorite part is just seeing our guests' faces along the way.
Mm.
We have such an incredibly unique role, and we're just absolutely thrilled to be able to share such incredible stories with our guests and to see those kind of like aha moments along the way.
Yeah.
Whether we're talking about what it's like to work with an incredible giraffe whose hoof is the size of a dinner plate, or whether it's trying to inspire guests to reconnect with nature, learn more about the incredible, really good conservation work that's being done out there. Those are my favorite moments in a nutshell.
Do you have any tips for families experiencing this tour for the very first time?
Yes. So I have several. So more variety for
you.
But my number one is that we would ask that you book in advance. We do book about 60 days in advance. Okay. Our tours are pretty amazing, so we are pretty popular. My other two piece of advice or tidbits for you would be, number one, try to watch The Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom, which is on Disney Plus. National Geographic filmed an incredible docuseries, which takes you behind the scenes of our incredible animal care and conservation work that we get to do here at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And while our guides are incredible storytellers and are able to really paint the scene of what it looks like to work with amazing animals like giraffe, lions, elephants, tigers, it's a little bit different to go into it with the foundation already in your mind.
Yes.
So that way you already know kind of what we're talking about when we tell those kind of stories. And my last piece of advice is to ask so many questions. Your guides are incredible sources of knowledge, whether it's about animal info, animal behavior, care, conservation. And so if we're able to tailor that experience to you and what you're really hoping to learn, it'll be the best for both of us. You really get out of it what you put in.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Oh, goodness. Rachel, thank you so much for being here with us today.
I am so grateful to have been able to join you. This was such a pleasure.
Now I'm excited to go on a tour.
You got
to
come.
I will.
When are you coming?
Soon.
Hopefully really soon. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're so welcome.
Welcome back, panelists.
Good to be back.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, before we dive back into Enchanting Extras, Heather, would you mind telling us what Plan Disney is?
Sure. So Plan Disney is a digital resource where we help guests plan their vacations. We are compensated as Plan Disney with a rewards trip, and we really love what we do.
Amazing, especially talking about this next little part. Let's talk about all the extras, all the enchanting extras that our older kids will be able to enjoy when we come down to visit.
One thing that's sometimes surprising to people when they hear about Plan Disney panelists is we actually haven't quite done everything that there is to do here at Walt Disney World Resort. One of those things that my family hasn't done yet, but we're very excited to do, it's on our bucket list, is Dive Quest at Epcot. Because you actually have the opportunity to scuba dive in the aquarium at Epcot. It's like 5-6 million gallons of water that you're scuba diving in with all the creatures that call that aquarium home. You're in there with them and you're getting to have that great experience diving with them. You do have to be scuba certified.
Okay.
So we're planning on getting scuba certified at home and then coming down and actually getting to do the experience here as one of our enchanting extras that we're super excited about as a family.
That's so fun. Now I know, Heather, your family loves to fish.
We love to fish.
Okay.
So two of our favorite enchanting extras is fishing, first and foremost, at Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside. So here you can actually just rent a fishing pole, and it's really cute because it's a bamboo fishing pole. With that, you can either choose worms, or if you're a bit more squeamish like this mom is, you can choose hot dogs to put on the end of the fishing hook, and you just fish off of the dock. It's a really great experience, especially early in the morning, though we do have teens and tweens, so sometimes we're not up at that hour.
Unless it's for fishing, because sometimes they'll get up.
They'll wake up for
my
fishing.
My boys will get up early for fishing. They will do that.
Fishing is motivating.
Especially knowing some of the size of the largemouth bass that are in the lake around the Disney resorts. They're some of the biggest largemouth bass that I've ever seen in my life have come out of that lake.
We love to do, we charter a pontoon boat out on Bay Lake, and we have a fishing guide that comes with us. You're right. Some of the biggest fish that we've ever caught has been in that lake. It's a great extra experience. You're out on the lake for about 2 hours. They provide everything for you, the fishing poles, the bait, the boat, the guide. And it's just a really nice way to start your day.
And it's competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Which we all love. Who can hold up that biggest bass? That's right. That's right. We did actually that fishing excursion as well with our kids. And I have two boys and a girl. Of course, the girl got the most fish.
The boys were not happy. Good for her.
Good for her.
Way to show up those brothers.
That's right. You have to sometimes. Definitely. Now, we went to sea. Let's go on land. Maybe in the land far, far away.
So back at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios, there's Droid Depot. So my son Drew loves Star Wars. So one of the enchanting extras that we did was to go and build your own droid. So you can build your own BB-8 unit or your own BB unit, your own R2 unit, and you get to go into Droid Depot and you get to pick the pieces that you want to create with your droid. It was like such an amazing experience from like watching him like work along the conveyor belt as the pieces are coming along, and he's putting together his droid, and then he's got his remote control with it. And then he's got it like operating it like out in the park. Just such an amazing experience for a young Padawan to be able to work his droid in the park as he's immersed in the world of Star Wars. So cool.
Absolutely. Now, I know your daughter loves theater.
Loves theater.
And I know in Disney Springs, there's a special show that your family loves. Let's talk a little bit more about Drawn to Life.
Yeah, Drawn to Life is such a great show. So Drawn to Life is the Cirque du Soleil show that operates out of Disney Springs. What I love about it is that it brings together the power and the strength of the human body to bring the art of Disney animation to life in front of you in that venue. And the stunts that are being performed during Drawn to Life are just like, you can't believe, like the human body's not supposed to be able to do those things, right? But at Drawn to Life, they make it happen. And it's just the perfect combination of Disney animation and Disney Imagineering and Cirque du Soleil all under one roof. It's just such a great show for kids.
I'll never forget when the Cirque artist runs from the side of the stage and just latches on to this giant pencil. It's beautiful. And you know, one of the really cool things about that experience is that you can actually pair it with a dining package.
Wow, yeah.
So downtown at Disney Springs, there's many restaurants that you can pair that up with. And if you go right onto the Disney Springs website, you'll be able to find that, how to book it.
Well, sadly, it's almost time to go, so I'll have to let you go. But before we do, are you down for a little lightning round?
Yeah, let's do lightning round. I love it.
Okay, listen, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I want the first answer that comes into your head, okay? Don't overthink it. Are you ready? Heather, you're going to go first, and then you, Jonathan.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay? Ooh, here we go. Your top tip for visiting Walt Disney World with older kids.
Let them be independent. Let them choose what they're going to do.
It's got to be a great answer because that was going to be mine too. As long as they're 14 years old, they can go into the parks independently. Let them do it.
Perfect. Okay. An enchanting extras experience that's perfect for older kids.
Wild Africa Trek.
I'm going to stick with Drawn to Life. I think teenagers are going to love it. It's a great show.
Okay. Your favorite Disney Resort hotel to stay at with older kids?
Disney's Beach Club Resort.
Ooh.
Sand Bottom Pool.
Any resort that's connected to the monorail or the Skyliner because it allows them to have that independence a little easier.
Smart. Okay. A must-do dining experience for older kids to enjoy.
Hoop-de-doo musical review.
I want to say any Disney dining experience in World Showcase, but let the kids pick and parents have to agree to go.
Okay. A hidden gem older kids will love.
I would say Cirque du Soleil, Drawn to Life.
Right here at Disney's Animal Kingdom, Festival of the Lion King.
Oh, all right. Last one. Any final advice for visiting Walt Disney World with older kids?
Well, as they say in Finding Nemo, go with the flow. Let them be your guide.
Yeah, let them enjoy the experience of being older and being in the Disney parks. Let them have that independence. They're going to have such a great time and they're going to make brand new family memories.
Oh, goodness. Okay. All good answers. I'll take them. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Loved it, Amira. It's great to be with you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Plan Disney podcast. You can check out a new episode of the Plan Disney podcast every third Wednesday of the month. And if you're enjoying the podcast, be sure to leave us a review. In the meantime, if you're looking for more Disney planning tips and insights, be sure to follow Plan Disney Panel over on Instagram. If you have a question of your own, stop by plandisney.com to ask. The panelists will be happy to answer it for you. And to keep up on the latest news, stop by the Disney Parks blog. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you real soon.